Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we're going to be talking about seven mountains, the seven mountains of society, and how, fellas, gentlemen, how we can have a true impact for Jesus.
Amen.
In the world that we live in. You know, we live in this world. That's supposed to be of it, but we are in it right now. Okay. And how we can have a true impact in it, declaring that Jesus is Lord over all. Amen. And it's so exciting. We're going to talk about that and really allow that to just, you know, be unfolded because, hey, you know, we're not just here trying to hang around for the by and by and just, so, you know, waiting for our exit ticket to go to heaven. But we want to impact the world while we're here. We want to win people to Jesus. We want them to be discipled. And we want to affect every area of society. Jesus needs to be proclaimed. And so we're going to talk about that. It's something that's just really exciting to me and I know to many others. And we're going to get ready to share that. Also, in today's program, we're going to be talking about the Anti-Defamation League. They just released. Just released a poll of over 100 countries that finds more than one quarter of those surveyed are infected with anti-Semitic attitudes. And those are attitudes, quote-unquote, stereotypes or prejudices against Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And poll was just released yesterday. We're going to just talk about some of these statistics, but we've been sharing on this program, how the Jews have been persecuted and the Christians have been persecuted. And if you haven't listened to JJ, Jews and Jesus, Jews and Christians, you need to listen to that segment because you're going to see this persecution on the rise. And you're going to be amazed at some of the things you may or may not be, but you know, call me naive, you know, but there's a period of time to stop being naive now. It's like, okay, don't be naive anymore. Don't be naive.
Got it.
They hate, you know, they hate Jews and they hate, just settle, just know that. Just know that. And what you can do to be educated, to be informed, because those are the first two steps before you can actually be activated. A lot of times people can't be activated in supporting the work of God or what supporting, let's say, Israel, for instance, in this case, because they don't even know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't know what's going on, if you don't know the situation here, how can you be mobilized and activated in prayer and support and giving and being a part of the answer?
Right.
You know, because if you're not part of the answer, you're just out of the way, you know. And hey, listen, we're called to have.
Or in the way.
Or in the way. Yeah. Hey, hello.
That's true.
You know, get involved or get out of the way, right?
All right, exactly.
So we're going to talk about all of that, hopefully, in today's program. There's just so much. But, you know, I wanted to share about these seven mountains because, you know, God's called us to make disciples of the nations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as we're discipling the nations, right, we start discipling individuals and come to the Lord. And we talked about in a previous segment, program, we talked about how, you know, Jesus is not taking applications. He's taking commitments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that, you know, it's not just here, sign up and, you know, here I am. I'll just pray a little prayer and then just live whatever life I want to live. You got to understand that you got to count the cost when you come to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And there has been a ushy-gushy grace, you know, gracie gospel, if you will, that just says, hey, you can accept Jesus and you can, there's no change in your life necessary. You don't have to repent of anything. You can keep all your sin and do whatever as long as you just believe. Well, the Bible tells us that even the devil believes,
mm-hmm.
and yet he shudders. Mm-hmm. But it seems like some's definition to believe allows him to believe in Christ and yet have no effect at all in their life. And oftentimes I've heard of, you know, people's testimonies. Let me tell you what a testimony is, right? A testimony of salvation is what your life was before you came to Christ. And normally that's going to be filled with doom, sadness, brokenness, hurt,
sin,
bondage, sin. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what happens when we don't know Christ. We fall into all of this stuff, and it's horrible. But then there comes this defining moment, this line in the sand. And that line could be, you know, thick or thin. Sometimes it takes people a season, you know, where they fully transition. But however thick that line is, you know what I'm saying? Would it happen in one day? You were totally transformed over a period of, you know, weeks or months. You cross the line. And then on the other side of that line, there is a distinct difference of what your life was like. So it would be like, you know, Pat, before and after Jesus. There's a distinct difference. Mm-hmm. There's a distinct difference. And oftentimes, you know, you can hear folks and it's like, where was it that you met Jesus in this? Where was the distinction? And there's no difference. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Word of God says that if any man be in Christ, old things pass away and all things become new. That person who I was is dead, and now I'm alive again in a new way. My spirit is reborn, but really your life is transformed. So there's no way to come to Jesus and not have a transformational, recognizable,
right,
fruit-bearing difference. It's just impossible.
Right.
And so that's a clear way. So we're talking about these commitments, discipling the nations, but, you know, Jesus is not taking applications, taking the commitments. Mm-hmm.
And I saw that billboard yesterday.
Did you?
On my way to the
That's where I saw it.
Yeah, that's exactly where I saw it.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
The billboard that we're talking about is a billboard about the Marines.
Yeah, yeah.
And has a Marine in his blues, Steve?
Yeah. Dress blues.
Dress blues.
Dress blues, and he's wearing a cover. Not a hat, Chris.
I'm so
cover.
Proud of him.
Hey, I'm learning. I try to, you know, I want to honor, you know, hey.
Very chiseled.
That's my heart. Very chiseled. Very chiseled. Looks serious. Mm-hmm. And the app and the verbiage or the phrase next to his picture says, we don't take applications, only commitments. And so it's like, wow. Mm-hmm.
Powerful statement.
Yeah, a powerful statement, because their motto is just a few good men. You know, just a few.
What's powerful about that is, you know, God even reminded me about that even in my own journey walking with Christ. God reminded me that there was a significant difference before Jesus, but there was also a significant difference before the Marine Corps. As far as, you know, sloppy room, you know, just not really caring about haircuts or just presenting yourself, you know. And I've talked to a lot of service members even now, and it's just like you can walk down the street or go to the mall and see someone and say they're military by how they present themselves. They have their hands behind their back. They're very respectful. Just by walking, they understand that difference of just like, okay, I'm different now. There's a difference before and then after. That's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. And so they're advertising, you know, you're right. They're advertising that, hey, listen, just to let you know before you come up here and that one statement before you come up here, if you have any intentions of just trying this out or taking a little test or feeling us out, just understand that we're not taking applications here. Mm-hmm. We're only taking commitments of those who are serious. And you know what? Jesus is only taking commitments. We're not trying Jesus out. We're not getting a lucky rabbit's foot. Mm-hmm. We're not getting a spiritual ATM, if you will.
Get out of jail free card.
Get out of jail. Come, that's insulting to the Lord. It really is. And it's insulting when we present a gospel that way that says, hey, just pray a prayer. Just all you have to do is come to church. You know, it's like salvation is not in the church. Salvation is found in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, the church is a byproduct of having a relationship with the Lord, and you meet other members of the body. But the church doesn't save. Jesus is the one that saves. And so when we get back from this break, we're going to talk more about this. And we're laying foundation, what we're doing. We're laying foundation because we're getting ready to talk about the next phase and the next place that we're supposed to go. Once we've made this commitment, now what? Mm-hmm. We're talking about how Jesus is not taking applications. He's taking commitments. And some of the reasons why we're probably seeing the lack of commitment in the body of Christ in certain areas. Certainly there are committed Christians in America all over, you know, and all over the world. Certainly we see that. Certainly we see the fruit. You know, there's people that love the Lord and they're laying their lives down. But we're talking about at large. And the reason why you're laying this foundation, I mean, George Barna statistics alone tell us that 81% of the church is not even abiding with the Lord. They're not reading their Bibles. That means only 19% are. And of the 19%, only 3% feel that they're spiritually responsible for their own spiritual development.
Right.
So if the Word of God doesn't have a very high significance across the board, then, you know, we need to start there. That's called a clue. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's a clue. And so before we enter into the realm of taking the seven mountains, and we're going to define that for you here in a minute, of society, we have to start talking about, hey, you know, who's going to take me? You know, we got to start discipling individuals and do what Jesus said. I mean, Jesus' last words to his disciples is go and make disciples of all the nations. This is people talk about famous last words. Well, hello, there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' last words,
yeah,
you know?
Like any better than that.
Go and make disciples of the nations. And we need to make disciples, not attendees, you know, not followers of a program or a book or what have you, but followers of Jesus, those that abide with him, have a relationship with him, read his word, and put into practice what God's word says, building their spiritual house on a right foundation, one that's solid and secure on Jesus and not on any other person. And it's so important. No matter how godly the person is, you're not supposed to build your foundation on a person. You're supposed to build your foundation, you know, on the word of God. And so we're talking about just a few good men and these commitments, but we got to get into training and imparting and raising the next generation up. You're seeing many faithful men of God, women of God that are passing away. They have served their generation well, and it's time for the new generation to continue with the second portion of anointing upon their life to continue the advancement of God's kingdom. But we got to raise them up. We got to continue to raise them up, continue to impart to them. And, you know, discipleship more is something that's caught than it is taught. I mean, you can teach discipleship principles, but when you really get into the essence of discipleship, it's something that comes from relationship. It comes from walking things out together and serving together, and those things are taught in that type of environment. And so, you know, our goal in knowing Jesus and making him Lord is to enter the family of God, to have relationship and to be united with Christ, right? To be once in spirit with him, and to live to glorify him and to do what he says to do. So when I'm in the family of God, when you're in the family of God, now we're living this in the context of the church, of the family of God gathering together, we need to be able to affect our society. And oftentimes what we see, and maybe you can speak to this, but we see a message that's focused on a come ye, come to the church, instead of a go ye, go into the world.
Right.
And it appears like things that we're hearing is like, just come to this location. Just we're having something Wednesday night and Thursday night and Friday night and Saturday night. And then, of course, just come. And it's focused on what's happening inside of a building, which is fine. It's great. I mean, hey, I'm all for meetings and, you know, glorifying God. That's good.
Right.
You know, but I'm of the mind that, you know, light belongs in darkness, not with other light.
Right.
You know, so how many more light gatherings are we going to have before somebody goes into the darkness and shares his light? And so light belongs in the darkness. And the darkness is in society. Oftentimes there isn't any light there. And so what we want to do is what? Go into, you know, have a true impact for Jesus in the world that we live in. You know, we live in the world. What happens in a particular building on a given Sunday morning? Hey, we're in the locker room. It's rah-rah, sis kumba. We're enjoying the Lord, his presence. We're worshiping. That's wonderful. You know, God's not dead. He's on the inside roaring like a lion. Hey, I love that. But let the lion roar outside of the building. You know what I'm saying? let it roar in you know, displaying the works of God and being faithful.
Right.
And so that's you know, the focus. So you look at these seven mountains, and they're basically mountains of societal influence, right? And before we can have impact on these in these seven mountains, and I'm going to share with you what these seven mountains are, because I keep talking about them, but I'm going to share with you a little bit of what they are. And these are mountains of societal influences, right? Where we're just society, mm-hmm. we interact. You have what they call the religion mountain. You have what is known as the family mountain, the education mountain, government, media, which is, you know, includes news, radio, TV, newspapers, internet, all that type of stuff. You have the arts and the entertainment, which is music and television and social media and movies and things of that nature. And then, of course, there's business, you know, and the ability to create wealth and enterprise and, and you know, doing all those type of things. Well, in those seven mountains, whoever's at the top of those mountains is the one that's influencing whatever happens in those mountains. Mm-hmm. So whoever's at the top of the education mountain, whoever that is influencing everything that has to do with education. And so how, you know, it doesn't take hard to really think about this, but how the enemy has woven himself and has had outposts, if you will, of his own on these mountains. And he's trying to influence these mountains. And the truth is that God has called us to affect our generation. He's called us to go into the streets, to go into the highways and the byways. He's called us to live in our communities and to share Jesus with everyone. And so our job, our place of business, our where we go to school, they're not places that we just have to go and just do life. It's a place that we can take Jesus along with us, and we can be a bold witness, and we can help people come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Listen, being a Christian is far from being boring. It is an adventure every single day to glorify God, to lift him up. This is your call. We're talking about how Christians and Christian films are climbing up the mountain, the arts and entertainment mountain, and they've had are having a significant impact where in times past, you couldn't, I mean, it was a big deal just to get a Christian film made, much less showed at the movie theater. Right. You know what I mean? It was like, woo. It's going to be like one day. You got to go for this one day because after that, they're going to have one showing. And now that we understand the science of how it's all money, how they're getting paid by that, it's all about seats and getting folks to sit down. Well, you know, according to Box Office Mojo here, they start listing some Christian movies and how much they've actually grossed. I'm going to surprise you. And this is why Hollywood's paying attention now. But you guys remember The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I bought two tickets. I went twice to see that. And that movie, lifetime grossed in theaters, we're not talking DVDs or anything else, $370 million.
Wow.
I mean, $370,782,000. Almost a half a billion dollars just on The Passion of Christ. And it had subtitles.
Yeah.
It had subtitles.
Yeah.
But what an amazing movie. You talking about society. Oh, people say, well, why is that important? Do Christians really need to have impact? I mean, in the arts and media. Well, hello. Do we want to turn that over to the enemy? Number one. And number two, they're having huge impact. I heard of a story in the first 2 days of this movie coming out of a man who I believe he committed murder, saw this movie, was so convicted, he turned himself in.
Wow.
Turned himself in. He just came under the conviction of just watching Jesus' life and what happened in sin and just give, you know, turned himself in.
Wow.
That's huge. But what that's done all across the world for Christians and what that's done, I've heard of believers and non-believers who have went to this movie and were just so gripped to see the first, you know, almost like an eyewitness account, because you think it's, you know, it was actually better view, you know, you saw more reality of what happened. Maybe there's some people that were actually there in the crowds because it's, you know, on the screen, if you will, right there in front of your face and all the technology. Then you have movies that were, you know, Christian in nature, based upon books, for instance, that were written by C.S. Lewis. And it's just an awesome man of God who had a radio program and wrote these books, like the Chronicles of Narnia. And they're children's books, and the gospel is kind of interwoven in these characters. And so as you read these characters, you realize, oh my goodness, there's the gospel's being shared in here, but it's not, you don't realize it up front. Mm-hmm. Well, they made all these three series of the Chronicles of Narnia, and these movies, all three of them, probably gross almost, again, $500 million, $291 million. And $710,000 for The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, $141 million for Prince Caspian, and then Voyage of the Dawn Treader was another $100 million.
Wow.
And you talk about influence. The movie, Heaven is for Real, just released. This movie cost $12 million to produce.
Which is very cheap today's market.
$12 million to produce. T.D. Jakes, I believe, is an executive producer, but he's executive. I'm not sure, but he is definitely a producer of this movie. $12 million. This movie has grossed already $76 million in theater sales. We're not talking DVDs or anything else.
It's still out, right?
I believe it's still out.
Yeah,
I believe it's still out. I want to go see it. I heard it was good. The Son of God movie that just came out, $59 million. And the movie God's Not Dead, which you saw,
yeah,
right? Mm-hmm. First day it was released, it made $9 million. But since then, which was March 21st, since then, it's grossed $57,799,000.
Wow. That's awesome.
I mean, that's huge. The Nativity Story, $37 million. Courageous, $34 million. Fireproof, $33 million. I mean, talk about, this is significant quality films. Mm-hmm. And you talk about Fireproof. I didn't see that, but I heard that whole movie was about marriage and reconciliation. I've not, everyone's telling me to go see it.
You should go see that.
Come on. Don't even see that.
I've seen that. I have the DVD.
You need to
see
that.
I've seen that.
Can I borrow that movie?
Please.
Okay, tell me.
Yeah, well, that's very, very, very briefly. It's an awesome, story of somebody who, doesn't live for Christ, but in the workplace, just like you're saying, somebody ministers to him, and through that journey of what happens in his life, he ends up giving his life to Jesus. It's powerful.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. And let me say that all these movies were clean. All these movies were void of any kind of foul language, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, some of these movies is like, how did that curse word actually make that movie better? How did that, you could just see, it's like, why would they even do that? Well, hello? Because who's influencing that stuff?
Who's on the mountain?
Who's on the mountain?
Yeah.
Who's on the mountain? And so think about the change and the impact that we can have as believers as we continue to ascend these mountains, as God enables us, as God has empowers us, mm-hmm. gives us an anointing for what we do. We need to take over that arts and entertainment mountain. Mm-hmm. And you look at what's happening amongst believers and some of the creativity that's coming out and the quality. It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm of the mind that, my goodness, if the Creator lives inside of us, mm-hmm. then there should be an anointing on the inside of us. Absolutely. To create and to produce the most beautiful things in the world, because we always, in everything that we do, want to point to God. Mm. We want to point to Him. So we want to encourage you, find your place, follow the Lord, become a disciple, make your commitment to Jesus, and then live your life in such a way that you're going to glorify Him no matter where you're at work, at school, at play, in your neighborhood, no matter in business, in your family, you're going to lift Jesus high.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.